Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the head of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, said today that Israel had informed the UN that it will no longer approve UNRWA food convoys to the north of Gaza. UNRWA head Philippe Lazzarini said on social media, "This is outrageous and makes it intentional to obstruct life-saving assistance during a man-made famine. These restrictions must be lifted," he said. Well, for some reaction, we're joined now by UNRWA spokeswoman Juliette Tuma. And Juliette, you're welcome. Your reaction to what Israel has said in terms of no longer approving UNRWA food convoys to the north of Gaza?
It is like our Commissioner General said, it's outrageous. We have to have the approvals to drive up to the north with food supplies on our trucks. We are ready. We have the supplies. We just need the green light. And we got a categorical no yesterday that UNRWA will not be allowed to reach over a quarter of a million people who are on the verge of famine in that area of Gaza.
Has any reason been given for the decision?
No reason was given.
Were convoys also denied entry last week, or when was the last time UNRWA was able to get deliveries to the north?
The last time UNRWA was able to deliver much-needed food supplies to the north was on the 29th of January, so that's nearly 2 months ago. And we tried one more time at the beginning of February. If you recall, the Israeli Navy shot at that convoy, which was full of food. And we've tried also a couple of times to seek approval. Just before the weekend, we got denied twice. And then came this blanket no, which means that now there's going to be a lot of children, older people, men, women who are likely to die of starvation.
I know one of the reasons Israel has given for not allowing some aid deliveries to the north and in other parts of Gaza is that they believe Hamas will take the trucks and take the aid for themselves. I don't know, have you had any experience of that?
Not from UNRWA, no. We've not had any experience like that because we are direct implementers, meaning that we drive the UNRWA trucks ourselves through UNRWA drivers. We have humanitarian workers both on those trucks and on the receiving end. People know UNRWA, so they come to the convoys. They trust us. We have not had any diversion of our humanitarian assistance to other parties. We would like to be able to do our job and just give the very minimum of dignity for human beings in northern Gaza.
Can I ask you, Juliette, about what we were discussing there, the breaking news this afternoon that the UN Security Council has passed a resolution voting for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. What's your reaction to that news?
While it is long overdue, it's of course very, very welcome and we look forward to the implementation. People in Gaza are really absolutely exhausted and they need respite. It's been an endless nightmare for the past 6 months for many children, women, older people, and just regular men. Has got to come to an end. It's long overdue, and there needs to be a better flow of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, assistance that should travel without restrictions to the north, and there should be commercial supplies so that the markets can reopen. There is no market at the moment. If anyone wants to go and buy milk for their children, they can't because there's no shops.
Do you have confidence? I know this is legally binding, the UN Security Council resolution, but do you have confidence it will be implemented or taken into account by Israel?
It must be implemented. There's no time to waste. There's been loads of time wasted over the past 6 months. And meanwhile, 30,000 people, if not more, are reportedly killed. Among them, 171 under our staff. Many, many children were killed. When we did the last analysis, we found out that in 4 months of war in Gaza, there were more children reported killed than in 4 years of war of global conflict around the world combined. This has got to stop. It has got to stop. Enough.
There's been a very negative reaction to the UN resolution passing from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He has said that it will hurt the war effort. He's been very critical of the US decision to abstain. And as we were just discussing there, he's pulled that delegation that was meant to be travelling to Washington to discuss alternatives to an invasion of Rafah. He's pulled that delegation now. They're not going. Would you be concerned that this move might actually have the opposite effect and prompt Benjamin Netanyahu to actually forge ahead with his invasion of Rafah?
That's our biggest fear, that there will be a military operation in Rafah. You see, when I was there in Rafah just in the beginning of the year, it was a sea of humanity. I mean, it was just like people on top of each other living in little makeshift structures. There were no toilets. There was very little food. People were desperate. It was cold. They didn't have blankets. They didn't have warm clothes. It's absolutely desperate. People have been pushed very, very close towards the border with Egypt. So the question is, if there is a military operation, not only will people die, but the question is, where will people go? Mm. There's no place that is safe for people in Gaza. No place.
Can I ask you again, Juliet, about what's going on in the north? And we started this conversation about how those aid deliveries won't be able to get to the north now. Are any aid deliveries, I know UNRWA can't get there, are any aid deliveries from any aid agency getting to the north?
Very recently, our sister United Nations agency, the World Food Programme, were able to get to the north. They delivered 20 trucks by far. They themselves said, by far, this is not enough. Much more needs to get into the north. This is an area that the UN has classified as at a very, very high risk of famine. So there needs to be food going up to the north on a regular basis without any restrictions. This is a man-made decision. If famine happens in Gaza, it's going to be because of decisions that people in the government of Israel have taken. Very conscious, and so this needs to change. Otherwise, people are going to start dying even more of hunger.
Can I ask you then, finally, if Israel does pay attention to this UN Security Council resolution, and if a ceasefire is implemented, if the hostages are released, and that is also part of that UN Security Council resolution that has been passed, at this point, can famine be averted?
The hostages should be released immediately. There should be a ceasefire immediately. There should be a flow of humanitarian supplies. And there should be, finally, a resumption of political talks to reach peace and an end, and a peaceful end to a diplomatic means to that conflict that has been raging for 100 years.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is Juliet Tuma, UNRWA spokeswoman.
The effects of personal debt problems often go beyond just financial. What we don't want to face can cause us to unravel. Stress eats at you, relationships unwind. It can feel like life's falling apart, but support is available. Get back on track with the Insolvency Service of Ireland, an independent organisation that helps untangle personal debt problems. See backontrack.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
The following are assembly instructions for a day trip at IKEA this Easter. Take 8 plump meatballs at least, and one bed that doubles as a bouncy castle. Add free 45-minute room planning sessions, as many activities for kids as possible, and add one extra slice of dime cake. Combine all together and you have the perfect day out at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Hello, I'm Caoimhe de Barra from Throcra, urging you to return your Throcra Box donation. For families in Malawi whose lives have been devastated by climate change, your support means access to clean, safe water and the tools they need to cope with the ongoing cycle of floods and drought. Your help can make all the difference, because it's not just a box, it's a lifeline. Please visit throcra.org or call 1-800-408-408. Throcra, together for a just world.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.